This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Seriously, 5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. Understand what's going on. Make your case. Let somebody push back against it. It's the right thing to do, and actually, it'll help you out in the long run. You'll have a different feeling and understanding about how this stuff works, how to push back, how to fight back, how to make sure you have the information that you need. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about, right? Having the information that you need. Otherwise, you're making it up as you go. And that's not cool. That's not right. Then you're doing what they're doing, and we decided. We didn't want to be like that. Right? We didn't want to be them. And I still don't want to be them. There's no reason why we can't know this stuff. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get awakened. Do something. All right. According to new data compiled by the American Redistricting Project, California is forecast to lose 5 additional seats of Congress by the year 2030. Now, their forecast model uses data provided by the United States Census Bureau, which has shown a steady decline in population in California since 2020. These are not steady declines because people are dying. Got it? In fact, since 2020, California has seen a net loss of over 500,000 residents. It begs the question, again, is California the place to be? Now, the article says it's no secret that California has seen massive changes, again, with our governor and others. No. It is a massive secret. This information isn't out all over the place. People have no clue about this. In other states, they think we're just fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. Yeah, we're fine. Leave us alone. We're fine. California's being taxed to death. Seriously. I read you these numbers the other night. They pay the highest sales tax, the highest sales income tax. We're fourth highest tax overall in the nation. That means we have less money to spend on the daily stuff. Going out to eat, doing that, those kind of things are really having to be looked at 2 and 3 times now. And the burden is further compounded by the high cost of living. No, really? Just crazy. Now, it says the average home here in California, I'm talking about the average person, buying a home for him and his wife and maybe one or two kids, well over $750,000. Now, the wages are higher. Yeah, we get paid more. Yeah. Still not enough. People are still hurting. People at every rung of the social ladder are paying more money, and they're not liking it. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're coming from, who you are. No, they're not interested in the 40%. What is it? No, it's, all right, let me get it right. 36-37% hike in food costs at the supermarket. Right, our gas, I think, was just telling somebody in the last section, in the last segment, that we're paying, just today, went by a gas station, $6.49 a gallon. So think about that, $6.49 a gallon. Let that sink in. So what do? You get enough gas to get you halfway to work because you really can't be spending that kind of money? Can't take the buses. They don't run frequently enough. You know, it's funny. I grew up from Boston. You can take a bus, a train, anywhere, and get there in a relatively short period of time. And people will say, you know, we just have to need to learn how to use rapid transit. No, you have to have a rapid transit system that actually works. I'm not going to put down the bus driver, the other train guy, none of that. But you have to have one that works. That really supports the people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, for California, the numbers are a big deal. They really are, because as you watch the population decline, that means resources from the feds go down, resources that are allocated to certain areas go down, and then places like L.A. will suck up the resources. Look, as far as school districts, there's over 1,000 school districts in the state of California. Think about that. 5-member boards. They have kids. It's ridiculous the way they do it, because they have school districts that have 2,000 kids. School districts that have, 200,000 kids. Just kind of a little off here. So what happens with the bigger school districts like LAUSD and San Francisco, they've got the money for lobbyists. And they go and they lobby all this money that the state has, or what money the state has. They get their hands on it and we get nothing. Where's the equity, by the way, for you on the left? Just amazing. So while LAUSD sucks down the dollars that they keep blowing, they don't really use properly. Right? Smaller school districts are fighting for every nickel. Maybe they need air conditioning. They can't get it. They can't have it put in. Because they can't get the money. They cannot get the money for it. And I'll get to this story afterward. Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute is going to join us after the next break. Brad is a wealth of information from a legal standpoint. We'll have him on in a few minutes. Joe Pacino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Massini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, you want to be part of the solution because once you have that information, not that you're going to change everybody's mind, but all I need you to do, all we need you to do is cast doubt. Once you cast doubt, we can run with it from there. I can't tell you how many people that really have misinformation of who's causing what problems out there. Anyway, one guy you never get misinformation from, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. Brad, how are we doing?
Oh, doing just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody out there is just cranking away. You know, we're here in California, as you know, which is always so funny because you see the law. It's almost like they have a machine up there in Sacramento. And they click a button that says, you know, laws against parents. And they just start cranking these laws out one after another. And I have to believe they know they're illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're right. And they'll push it. And that's why it's so important that we at Pacific Justice Institute aggressively address it as we've had in the past. You know, oftentimes we're able to get legislation, you know, just pulled by the authors after they realize that it's going to be challenged and it's going to have ramifications they may not have even foresaw. And sometimes though we've had to take it on in court and take it all with Supreme Court, and more than once we've gotten California laws shot down as blatantly unconstitutional. Unfortunately, we're on the verge of potentially seeing some other legislation that could fit into that category.
And you got to beat your brains out, though, you know, to lay it out. I don't know how familiar you are with some of the cases going on here. But, I mean, look, you got a judge, I don't know if you know about this one, who just blocked the California law meant to protect children's, you know, their online safety. And did you hear about that one? Because that just happened.
No, you're just the first time hearing it. So
you see that?
Yeah.
I'm your new assistant. So a federal judge, he blocked the California law from enforcing a law meant to protect children when they use the Internet, saying the law's commercial speech restrictions likely violate the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. Now,
no.
The challenge came, well, the big challenge came from, you know, big tech, right? And
right.
The law is known as the California Age Appropriate Design Code Act. And it was passed last year, unanimous vote, last September, which you know is, you know, whacked. A good thing, right? It requires platforms before releasing any online products and services to assess whether the offering could harm children. I mean, there's probably a lot more in there we don't know about, but just at its surface, why the heck would they be able to do this?
As far as the judge just striking it down.
Yeah, basically they're saying, look, we want to protect these kids of certain products they shouldn't be able to buy online.
Yeah.
No different than when you go into the store and say, I want a pack of cigarettes. I know I look 16, but too bad. Give them to me.
Yeah, so I think the judge is wrong. And on the face of it, just what you told me, unless there's some other nuance I'm not aware of, but I have a hard time seeing this decision withstanding scrutiny, maybe by the Ninth Circuit, depending on who's on the panel, it might, but the U.S. Supreme Court, I can see them easily uphold legislation that is to protect children from potential harmful information. That, you know, the Supreme Court in the past has held that it's constitutional to withhold information, whether it's in schools or elsewhere, from children that may not be age appropriate, or even, for that matter, may be obscene based on community standards. So protecting minors is nothing new. It's something that the courts have recognized is constitutional. So I'm just I'm perplexed by this one. There's maybe a nuance that I'm not aware of.
Yeah,
the courts take
part of what they're screaming about here is they're saying that you violate a child's First Amendment rights when you don't allow them to do certain things online. And you have to sit there. I have to sit there and say to myself, do we not protect, does the First Amendment go without common sense? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, well, first off, parents are the ones with the fundamental right of the education, upbringing, religious, moral instruction, medical decisions, et cetera. That's the parental domain. Yes, the First Amendment does apply to minors in terms of expressing themselves, but it doesn't. It's not a carte blanche in terms of their ability to have access to anything they want, separate and independent from what parents feel is appropriate, and or also what the government feels is not appropriate or could even be harmful to children in their development. Children, you understand, you know, children are developing, and they're therefore they can be much more sensitive to harm by being exposed to some things that an adult, a fully developed adult, would not be. That's just, you know, common knowledge, and courts have recognized that. So I think this is judicial activism, and I personally think there's a very good chance it's not going to stand.
If we get it there, you have there are so many bills that have been introduced as of late. That you and I both know from looking at these things are a total attack on parental rights by the state of California. They really don't believe that you you have the right and or the brains, apparently, to be able to raise your children. And now they're moving quickly because of what Chino Valley Unified did and other school districts now up and down the state. The federal judge who blocked that, by the way, I don't know if you read that through that, the federal judge who blocked that said he didn't even read the Chino Valley's response. So all he read was one side.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to, this has to give you some immunity. Again, not understanding totally how the legal system works. I don't even play a lawyer on the radio. But he, by not reading that, if it goes to appeal or something else comes up, couldn't the Chino people easily say, look, the judge even admitted he didn't read our paperwork.
Yeah, that's a serious breach of jurisprudence without question. I think it's a very good shot that that will be effectively challenged on that ground alone. But
we got to go for a break. One of the questions I want me to ask you for sure is...
Sure.
I'll ask you when we come back. Show me to your host. Don't go far. Brad will still be with us when we return.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More auto workers could be on the picket lines as early as Friday.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, They will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons. He addressed the UN General Assembly earlier today as his country continues to fight against Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 1990s. Gas prices are at a 2023 high. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. That's a 5-cent jump over the past week, as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you are spending with us. Let me just bring him back on. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. You know, he is our legal expert on the show. Yeah, with the way California's going, I don't know. I think California has it has more than its own constitution. It has its own set of laws that don't seem to line up at all, in the least, with the federal laws. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's getting crazier and crazier. So let's hit a couple more of these that are coming down the pike. And one of the questions they ask me, when it comes to challenging some of these, if they're really bad, really unsafe for children or perceived to be unsafe, how fast could you get in front of a federal judge or not a federal judge necessarily, but the Supreme Court? Because you and I were talking during the break that even the judges today, I seem to know more about the law than they do.
Right. We have, unfortunately, we have seen a tremendous devaluation in public perception of not just district attorneys, the Department of Justice, the FBI, but also the judicial system itself and some of the judges. And this goes back to what's going on with Trump. Three out of four of the trials taking place, it's almost, you know, rigged, if you will, in that the prosecutors are openly doing so for clear, irrefutable political reasons, which is a total abomination about what the Constitution stands for and equal treatment under law. The judges in those trials are also political hacks or pseudo-political hacks, if you will, in their ideology and how they're carrying themselves in these cases. And then worse of all is the fact that based on where they're located, the local jury of their peers are going to be anything but his peers, are going to be people who hate him, voted against him, and would be willing probably to lie under oath to destroy him. So it's almost like a, you know, witch trial, makes the witch trial, Salem witch trials look like a noble, you know, event, if you will. Florida is the one that I believe is a fair judge. There'll be a fair, balanced, probably jury of his peers. And based on that, and you know the facts not supporting conviction, I think that'll be he'll be exonerated, if you will, from that. And that, frankly, of all four, was probably the most credible of the cases, if you call any of them credible. And I'm very confident that will have a fair trial and will prevail.
I mean, listen, without oversimplifying, what almost every one of these truly boils down to is a freedom of speech issue. You're allowed to challenge these things. You're allowed to say, I don't believe it was a legit election. You're allowed to do these things. Are you not under the First Amendment?
Yes, you are. That's free speech. And, in fact, we saw that same exact free speech and similar speech exhibited by other candidates for president, including Al Gore.
I have that reel with all of them.
Hillary Gore Clinton.
Clinton. All of them.
Yeah. So, but it's like what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And the reality is, all the candidates are entitled to express their frustration, express, assertions of corruption. If that wasn't protected, then how would we as a people be exposed to, evidence and opinions pointing to corruption? That's part of the avenue of preventing corruption, is being able to vocally expose it and express our dissatisfaction with perceived, fraud and corruption. So this, I think that's going to be shattered. I don't think that's going to stick at the end. But I say in the end, meaning it may have to go to the Supreme Court, and I'm confident at the end of the day, Supreme Court will rule correctly, but this may not be till after the election, and the Democrats are hoping to shave off, a few points from the undecided.
Yeah,
just the fact
I still believe that this all makes him stronger, but that's just me. I agree.
But I'm just saying that's the strategy of the other side. They think somehow these people undecided and say, well, gee, he's being prosecuted, he must be guilty.
Well,
that's not working, because the clear majority of Americans see this is what it is. It's a political hack. And a clear abuse of our court system. And shame on those judges.
All right, let's hit some of these quicker. The Safe and Supportive Schools Act, that would require teachers to be trained in identifying LGBTQ plus youth who are subject to or may be at risk of bullying, lack of acceptance at home or in their communities, and be trained to be accepted. So, and then they want to take the parents and or the students and train them on how to be more accepting. And this is kind of like sending them to a concentration camp to be rewired, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. And we've actually fought things like this in the past. There was once a pastor preaching in a public place, and the San Diego District Attorney's Office was prosecuting him. And they said, well, we'll settle the case if he's willing to go through an LGBTQ reorientation program. Literally. That's what they said. And we said,
oh my God,
heck no. Our client said, heck no. And we went right up to the day of trial, and they dropped the charges right before the trial was to commence.
Of course. They knew they were going down and going down hard.
Yeah, they're thugs. They're thugs. And San Diego District Attorney's Office should be ashamed of themselves. Well, this is a number of years ago. Well, so in essence, we're seeing the same basic thing here. And I believe that this also, on its face, or at least as applied, would be unconstitutional. You can't require anyone to go through a reorientation kind of program, number one. Number two, if the teachers truly have a reasonable suspicion of abuse or harm, or potential harm to a child, for whatever reason, they're actually required by law to report to Child Protective Services.
I brought that up.
Right.
God.
But instead, we're just supposed to trust in a teacher, a public school teacher, to be able to discern something of a psychological nature, temperamental nature. That's outside their training, number one. And number two, legally, that's something that they're supposed to leave up to social workers. But they don't want that, because they really don't want to actually take the kids from the parents necessarily. They just want to use this to intimidate parents, to reorient them and to change perspective.
I want to get through a lot of these, so here's another one for you. AB 665, it would allow minors to consent to mental health care without parents' knowledge. Now, a mental health provider might find that obtaining parental consent for youth who need support is complicated by the parent or caretaker, by their beliefs or their stigma about mental health or anything along those lines. Minors who are 12 years old or older can consent to mental health care or residential services under certain conditions, which include being mature enough to receive these services. This drives me nuts because they think that a 9-year-old or an 8-year-old has the mental capacity to decide whether they have hormone blockers or not. What do you say?
Right. Yeah, this is outrageous. We're not talking about due process at all here. We're talking about a school counselor. One of the teachers saying, hey, let's pull this child. Let's talk to him. Yeah, child, you want us to pull you? Okay, so the child goes to school. Suddenly they're told by the teacher, yeah, we took your child. We put him in a facility. The child says that he thinks he wants to change his gender and is confused and wanted us to take him. So we took him. We put him in over this facility. Where's the hearing? Where's the judicial review? Where's the psychologist analysis? No, it's just secondhand, unqualified, incompetent people, public school teachers working with someone, maybe a counselor who got their bachelor's degree in sociology, taking children from families. Many times they'll be colluding and convincing the child, this young child, 12, 13 or younger, who are very insecure about their gender identity, and it's a very fragile time for that. And then who knows what happens after that. This is outrageous. I think this could be challenged on due process grounds and parental rights being violated.
Yep. I got to tell you, I love this stuff because they go so far over the top that they don't realize. I mean, and maybe some of them do. Maybe they don't care, right?
Right.
Or they believe that they're so right, they're going to keep pushing at this until they finally get what they want. We got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Former CI officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. And listen, in all fairness, guys, a lot of times I don't tell him what we're going to talk about. I'm testing his knowledge base. when he gets on, I start throwing stuff at him, and yeah, God bless him. He's able to handle it. He's able to cover it. So he's obviously a very knowledgeable person. Very honest person. So, Brad, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time with me as well.
Yes, thank you.
So, somebody sent me a quick story, and I'm going to hit you rapid fire on somebody. Somebody just sent me a story about a Catholic school that fired a counselor for being gay. And there are people on the left that are screaming, this is illegal, you can't do this, they need to be protected. Well, here's the thing. they signed an agreement, as most people do when they go into a Catholic school, teach there or what have you, that they will live by Scripture, that they will adhere to the principles of, you know, Catholicism and so forth and so on. And the counselor is in a same-sex marriage. So they had every right to fire him because he lied on the application and or he didn't live up to the application. Or am I oversimplifying?
No, what you said is correct. As far as I'm concerned, that lawsuit is dead on arrival, or should be dead on arrival. The Supreme Court has already established solid case law. Private religious institutions, including private religious schools, are allowed and protected to have their moral standards and to require employees to live by the moral standards and teachings of the church. The Catholic Church, the canons of the Catholic Church, and the scriptures, the Bible, very, very clear in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that homosexual sexual activity, along with any kind of premarital sexual activity, even on heterosexuals, is sin, it's wrong. You know, so this is an attempt to try to intimidate the Catholics and the Catholic Church to force them to deny their faith, to twist their faith, and to bow the knee to the radical left and their agenda. It's not going to happen. You know, that's I think it's a very, very weak case, and I think the church will prevail and should prevail.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, I did a story earlier this week about a football team. The majority of the team got baptized. And I guess one of the assistant coaches is a pastor. And, you know, to your point, it wasn't mandatory. There was no teaching going on to speak of. The coaches did pray. I don't know if it was before or after practice. I didn't get that or that kind of thing. But a little wave of excitement when a couple of kids were heard that they were going to get baptized. A lot of the other kids want to be baptized too. Now, you were telling me during the break, there's a lot of caveats here.
Yeah. So one of the key questions, first off, let me say right off the bat, pastors can be football coaches. They can be public school teachers. They can have any occupation in the country, and they're protected and can't be discriminated because of their religious beliefs and what they preach behind a pulpit or on a street corner. The key question here is, was he operating during school hours, during his operating in school hours, or say on school property, was he in this capacity as a public school coach or teacher, was he proselytizing during in that capacity? Off school hours, on his own time, he has every right to evangelize and proselytize as he wishes. We in Oregon are defending the right of a public school teacher to preach in public places. He was told by the school district, no, you can't talk to a child anywhere in the geographics of the school district, including Sunday school. You're not allowed to teach in Sunday school if it's within the confines of the geography of the school district, of the city. That's outrageous, of course, and people don't shed their First Amendment rights to live and practice their faith and share their faith just because they work for the government. Now, that's the way it is in China and in Cuba, but not in the United States. And so I think it's a factor, as we wish, and, you know, and I hope they are, that this did not happen during school hours or during an activity where he was in the capacity as a coach, you know, representing the school district. Then otherwise, it's protected, and those relationships in and of themselves do not, you know, mean that he is an agent of the state if it's during non-work hours.
Well, the other question that keeps coming up and people keep talking about, which is, you know, who initiates the conversation about religion? You and I were talking during the break, and I said I know of incidents where kids have asked teachers, you know, who maybe have a phrase or something like that. You know, they're like, "What? Where did you get that? Where did you hear that, teacher?" Right? And the teacher will pull out, or either pull out the Bible and say, "Well, you know, it's in the Bible, and I'm a Christian. I read the Bible." And if they want to hear about it, is the teacher allowed to say anything?
And the answer generally is yes. The teacher is protected to respond to questions. Now, the teacher, after answering the question, cannot use it as an opportunity to expand and go farther and proselytize and then start into the four spiritual laws, et cetera. But if a student, after class, says, hey, teacher, I understand you got a cross around your neck. What does that mean? You know, I say I'm a student. My family's from India. I'm Hindu background. What does a cross mean? What does it mean to be a Christian? What do they believe? They can answer that question, but they can't then say, and by the way, do you want to receive Jesus now? Let's say the sinner's prayer. That can happen in a shopping mall if she runs into that girl and the girl runs into the teacher. That's not during school time, not on school property. But in her capacity as a school teacher, she can respond to questions, but she can't go beyond that and then turn it into proselytizing, not while she's a paid school teacher on school property.
Got it. Okay. You know, because
yeah,
there's always
can answer questions.
Yeah, they're all, everybody's always petrified. Well, you can't talk about religion, you can't do anything. Well, now, slow down. If the questions are initiated by the student, if the student wants more answers on something because he sees a teacher living a certain lifestyle or has a bumper sticker of some kind, or you know what I'm saying? Maybe a
right.
statement of the day or what have you. Because I know there's some teachers who do that, which is, it's Bible-based, but it's not scripture. You know what I'm saying? It is,
yeah.
You know, anyway. You know, treat others like you want to be treated. Hello. So anyhow, and they're under the impression that they can't even do that. But you're saying, as long as it's initiated by the student and it's not a, you know, flat-out teaching of an evangelizing moment,
right.
It's okay, correct?
Correct. The teacher can respond and answer questions of children. Absolutely. We recommend if it's during class time, the teacher might want to say, you know what? For sake of time, if you want it, I'd be happy to answer that question after class. But we got a lot of stuff to cover. But it's a very good question. They might want to do that because that one child answered the question, so she can say, "Okay, I'll respond." Because the other kids are still compelled to be there. But even then, arguably, teachers can answer questions asked by students, even in the classroom with other students. It's just a little more easier to defend if they say, ask me after class, I'll be happy to answer that question.
Yeah, and again, it's some of these teachers do want to talk. They do want to help these kids when they ask. Look, I go on school campuses all the time, you know, Brad, and you can see, you know how you're taught to see these things. You can see the despair in the eyes of some of these kids. You can see the fact that they're searching. They don't know. They don't know what to do. They don't know where
right.
to turn for issues. It would be so bad for them to turn to a pastor. It would be so bad for them to turn to a Christian teacher for help. It's just amazing to me.
But unfortunately, a large portion, if not majority, of the public school teachers, they have a religion, a religious view. It's called the radical left, and that agenda. And it's often very hostile to children coming from traditional Christian or Jewish families, or Muslim families, for that matter. And students with a faith background are often outnumbered, outgunned, and intimidated by our public school educators. And that's why so many parents are pulling their children out of public schools, which are, for all practical purposes, spiritual death camps, and I think in most situations in public schools across the country today.
Yeah, you know, it's the stuff that I hear and that I see from parents and teachers and what have you. Last but not least, I want to hit you up real quick answer on, you know, some of the schools requiring the kids to be called by the name that they've chosen, the gender that they've chosen. You have a religious parent, a teacher who says, hey, I can't do that. I can't lie to the parents. I'm not going to lie to the student. You got about 20 seconds. Can you defend that?
Absolutely. And that parent, that teacher is protected under Title VII for a religious accommodation, for a sincerely held religious belief, a reasonable accommodation. So they should contact us. And we have cases like that already. And I think
and,
in the long
and they
run,
can contact you at pji.org, pji.org. Brad Bakus, God bless you for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And we'll talk again next week. Joe Massey, your host, you're stuck with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
That was good.
Yeah.